Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. On today's program, we'll talk with the superintendent of Flint Community Schools about their new balanced calendar, a calendar that eliminates the long summer vacation break. But first, we are still unpacking the most recent mass shootings in the country, in El Paso, in Dayton, and just what measures lawmakers could agree on to reduce the threat of more mass shootings. So we turn now to our own state legislature. Representative Hank Vopel is a Republican from Fowlerville. He chairs the House Health Policy Committee. Representative, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, Representative, what do you make of, as you watched the coverage of these recent mass shootings from the Gilroy Garlic Festival to El Paso to Dayton? What were your thoughts and feelings?
Well, I had many mixed. First of all, being appalled is probably describe my feelings. I think that it's absolutely horrible that we're having the issues, the violence, the killing that we're having. And I think one of the things that stands out to me is all of them, the shooters or however the mass destruction was brought about, all have had some type of mental issues, and all of them have been identified as showing signs early, either through social media posts or interactions with neighbors, interactions with families, and it's I think it shows that with the violence that we're seeing, that it's not just a single faceted thing, but it's many faceted, multifaceted, and it's a situation for all hands on deck. We're not going to solve the violence problem that we're having, the drug problems that we're having, the suicide issues that we're having by one facet of looking at society, but everybody shares responsibility. Everybody shares a part in trying to mitigate the issues that we're having now.
And certainly people are demanding, we're hearing this from coast to coast, that their elected leaders do something. So as the chair of the House Health Policy Committee, what actions do you think need to be taken here in Michigan?
Well, actually, we have identified this as a major issue. Last term, we had the CARES Mental Health Task Force that went around the state. We identified 42 areas and have addressed many of them in legislation, and there's more legislation to do. But I think looking at the mental health system has to be probably our first priority, and one that runs alongside of the judicial system, the way we handle mental health people, the way we identify, and several of the things that we would want to do and need to do very rapidly is look at the early identification of people with issues, look at early treatment, and have the ability for both the health systems, the schools to identify, the law enforcement to identify, parents to identify, and have a road that they can get help. I've heard from so many people who parents who have tried to get help for their for the children that they had seen, that they realized there was a need for issues. We need the early treatment, and we need wraparound services. We have to be able to treat the mental health, the physical health, the drug addiction things at one time. We can't treat them in silos and expect people to navigate from one to the other to find help.
These are all commendable steps, and we also know the legislature has increased funding for mental health. But certainly, even as we take these steps, it's probably worth noting that mental health experts across the nation are pointing out, first of all, that people with mental health are more likely to be victims rather than perpetrators of violent crime, and that there are other factors that contribute to these mass shootings. In particular, they point to hate, and they point to bigotry and to access to weapons. How do you see us addressing those?
As I said at the beginning, this is an all hands on deck situation. All of those things play into the issues that we're having. The hate, the bigotry, it has to stop. And it's with all of us. It's not just the political leaders that we look at and to work at making legitimate progress and eliminating the hatred and the bigotry that's out there.
Representative, do you think the rhetoric we hear on the campaign trail or on Twitter from our president is a factor?
I think the rhetoric and the social media things that we see from all sides is a factor. I think that I personally would love to see it toned down, all of it toned down. I don't think it helps. And it is all sides. It's not just pointing a finger, say, at our president. I think pointing a finger at everything on the campaign trail that is so divisive certainly fuels this issue.
What about the access to weapons?
I think access to weapons is something that we would all like to have take the weapons out of the hands of the criminals or the perpetrators. And I have not seen, we have laws on the books to prevent criminals, to prevent people with mental health issues from obtaining weapons, and yet they still do. I just read the article about the weekend in Chicago where there were, 52 or 58 shootings, 7 murders, and they have some very restrictive laws for weapons. California shootings at the garlic festivals, California has some restrictive laws on weapons. I think it's more complex than just saying, well, let's make it harder to get weapons or let's just ban weapons.
But Representative, why do you think the United States is the only nation where these mass shootings are happening? When you see that list that's been, of flags around the world, and there we are at the United States with 251 this year.
I think the rhetoric in the United States that we have the freedom to do and say and all probably plays into it, because everybody has the right to say, and we do have hate groups out there that flame, and we have hate groups from all sides that are out there doing it. We have to, as a society, accept the responsibility that we are responsible. We have to look at what type of values are we having, from our entertainment industry, our gaming industry, the video games. All of it plays a part. Probably none of it is singularly responsible for the situation, but we all play a part, and we all have to look at what are we doing, and accept accountability for what's going on.
But would you agree that when political leanings are made clear in these shooters, that they're on the right?
I think yes. Obviously, some of them have been on the right, but I do think that with some of them have just been people who are mentally, whatever happens, mm-hmm. that they would that they go out there and shoot. I wouldn't agree that most of them are on the right.
Can you name any that have been on the
left? I would say when you're dealing with mental illness, to say right, left, or anything is probably going beyond what we can honestly say. And as I say, everybody has to work at eliminating this, stopping some of this.
Sure.
And I think to blame the right or the left, I think the pendulum swings very frequently, and I do think that it's all of us, everybody, from the media.
Can you think of any mass shootings that have been committed by anyone on the left?
Right offhand, I don't, but I believe that there have been some. I can't think of right offhand which ones have been on the left, but there have been a lot of them that have not been from people on the right.
You have done a lot on mental health, and as you spell out, you've got some great plans for more to be done. when the state legislature returns, what other efforts do you think would best be put towards reducing the risk of mass shootings in Michigan?
I think the enforcing the laws and regulations that we have now, I think really, really promoting the early detection, both in schools, outside of schools. And I think that, the all hands on deck thing, mm-hmm. society in general has to accept the responsibility for this. We all, every one of us has to accept some responsibility and go out there and either tone down our rhetoric or identify people or try to help. There are so many people that need help out there that getting out, every one of us, instead of talking, should be doing.
I know many people will want me to ask you this question, so I'm going to put it out here. What, if any, new restrictions on guns would you be open to discussing, Representative?
I would have to see things. I don't believe that disarming law-abiding citizens is a good answer to anything. I think enforcing some of the laws that we have and looking at the laws to make sure that they are preventing criminals from having weapons, guns, or any other weapons, I think are things that we would have to look at.
Representative Hank Vopel, Republican from Fowlerville, who is chair of the House Health Policy Committee. We want to thank you for taking time with us on Stateside today, sir.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Tomorrow on the program, we'll be joined by Democratic State Senator Rosemary Baer, who's working on a package of gun control measures.